Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best hour of your day now officially underway. It's Moneyline Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission on a Football Friday. And what a Football Friday it is. Divisional round action finally here. Starts tomorrow with two games, Houston and Kansas City, followed by Washington and Detroit. Then Sunday afternoon, the Los Angeles Rams invade Philadelphia, and Baltimore goes up to Buffalo. I can't wait for this to happen. We've been talking about these games ad nauseum all week long in anticipation. And now as we get closer, we're looking at the weather conditions. We're looking at all the hype that's coming around all of these games. And also, I have placed wagers, and to be honest with it, started yesterday with six of them. I'm down to four, because if you do follow me on Twitter /X at RightsideVP, you know I love to share as many tickets as I possibly can and keep the people informed with what my thoughts are and the reasoning behind a few things. We'll get to the ones that I bought out of here for this weekend, because we might have some weather effects that we are going to have to deal with in the city of brotherly love. But we'll get to that. We're going to go in chronological order for these games. Thank you for tuning in today, SiriusXM Channel 159. If you're listening there, great. Also, if you're out here, Sports Grid on demand on our YouTube channel. A lot of people subscribing, checking out, having fun in the chat box along with us here. It's the great best way to reach us on the radio. If we ever get phone calls back, that certainly will be a great way to do it, but we don't have that now. Also, if you're watching on the Sports Grid app, fantastic. SportsGridRadio.com. There's so many different ways to watch, listen, learn, have fun, and interact with us, specifically on a day this great, on January the 17th, that we wait for tomorrow's action to start, which begins at 4:30. We're not going to waste any time, people. It's Houston. It's Kansas City. If we're taking a look at the weather updates, which are very important this weekend, four games on the slate, only one is in a dome. The other three games, cold conditions, maybe some windy conditions, maybe some conditions not actually advantageous to scoring, as we like to say. Well, Kansas City, take a look at this one. Cloudy conditions, which isn't bad. Temperatures to start the kickoff tomorrow in Kansas City, 23 degrees. By the time we get into the fourth quarter, we're probably looking into the teens. Precipitation is not in the forecast in Kansas City, which is good news. Wind speeds, though, sustained at over 10 miles an hour. We're looking between 13, 14, 15 miles an hour, and then you know the gusts that come along with it. But the good thing, again, it is going to be cold. That's okay. We're used to that in football. Remember how cold it was last year for Kansas City and Miami? Not nearly that cold, but wind chills that are going to be in the low teens, 10 miles an hour in that range, minus 10, could it get that cold if we had the winds out there? My goodness, man. That is chilly conditions. But having said that, not all that worried there. And again, the way we go. CJ Stroud coming to town, no longer a rookie. Was a rookie last year. Picked up a victory in round number one at home. Went on the road and took on the Baltimore Ravens and got beat up. No surprise. They were underdogs. That's what happens. The Ravens were the better team. This year opens up at home as an underdog against the Chargers. They win that football game going away, struggled a little bit early, but the defense came on, forced a lot of turnovers, and helped them win. Now they go on the road to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And also, it's important to mark this for Saturdays. The two games on Saturday, which we'll get to Washington and Detroit in just a little bit, major advantages. The best teams, theoretically, in the conference, due to their record, you know, come off of a bye. We know how good Andy Reid is off of a bye. And also understand with Houston playing this game, okay, played last Saturday, now going to play this Saturday, but it is a road game. Sometimes that does affect it quite a bit. The total in this game opened up at 42.5. That's down to 41. The game itself, 7.5 as the opening line here at FanDuel, has now risen to 8.5 across the board. And I know what a lot of you people are thinking out there right now, and I can't argue with you. But I'm going to sort of play into why I think this game is going to go a certain way. What's the MO for this season for Kansas City? And rightfully so, it's been earned. Are you kidding me, Donnie? You can't lay over a touchdown with the Kansas City Chiefs. And in the regular season, under normal circumstances, I would agree with you here. But let's play out how this game is actually going to look. Because if you are looking at taking a side in this game, which a lot of you are, let's get into some of the facts. Houston is a good football team. Why? They won their division. They won a playoff game. It's a quality team with a very good young head coach in DeMeco Ryans. I love what they're starting. And if we date this game back to when the preseason was underway, you know what? There was a chance I thought this game would not only be in the divisional round, but actually be in the AFC championship game with a chance for Houston to possibly dethrone Kansas City. That's the hype and excitement I had with the Texans this year. And quite frankly, it's not their fault. It's not their fault that they're getting a touchdown here and it's a divisional round game and they're looking for an upset. So many injuries took place. Like if Tank Dell is still available, if Stephon Diggs is still available, if Nico Collins, who is available and still healthy the same way, that wide receiver trio, they'd give anybody problems with CJ. And Dalton Schultz is a solid tight end and maybe that offensive line stays healthy with Joe Mixon. But that's not the case heading into Saturday. You're looking at an offensive line that is a bit banged up, advantage Kansas City. You're looking at Nico Collins, who is one of the best wide receivers in football. No questions asked. He really is. But now he doesn't have that running mate with him, so he can focus on taking away Nico Collins. And you might say, well, Donnie, cold weather conditions, Joe Mixon is built for this. I would agree with you. Did you know Joe Mixon's been missing practice this week with a bum ankle who hopes to go tomorrow? Does that sound like you're going to be able to give him 17 to 20 carries in a close football game enough to move the sticks and keep the defense honest? I don't think so at this point. So things going against the Houston Texans right off the bat. And understand this on the opposite side. Andy Reid, the best coach in the history of the NFL with his team coming off a bye or extra rest. They are phenomenal. Also understand this from a standpoint for Houston, excuse me, for Kansas City. Offensive line, we do know can have its challenges at right and left tackle. If Houston is going to keep this close, they must get edge absolutely beatings for their defensive ends, which include Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Can they do that? Sure they can. But we're talking about Patrick, Mr. Super Bowl, maybe three-time champion, Mahomes. Did you see the way last week, which Houston won in runaway style? Justin Herbert was throwing the football all over the place, looking ridiculous with constant turnovers. That's not going to happen with Kansas City. It's not. Let's just say you might get lucky by turning Kansas City over one time here. You're telling me that offense of the Houston Texans with a damaged good running back in Mixon, one wide receiver, and a slightly banged up offensive line against an absolute full gas Kansas City defense with Steve Spagnuolo having 2 weeks to get ready for you. I just don't see it adding up in this game. If you are betting this game once again, and I can't argue with you, I said that before, where you're just saying, Donnie, the MO for Kansas City is lay more than a touchdown, you get burnt. Am I saying I'm wanting to the window to bet this game and it's my favorite of the week? No. But I'm going to take Kansas City minus 8.5 in this game. They win this by double digits. They're rested. They're at home. It is a major advantage. And they have the health advantage to go on top of that as well. They have the coaching advantages here. Steve Spagnuolo might be the best defensive coordinator in football, looking to win another Super Bowl ring. Andy Reid coming off the bye with the best quarterback we've ever seen outside of Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And when it's all said and done, maybe Mahomes will be the best quarterback of all time as it goes down. It's crazy the way this game sets up because I know a lot of people are riding with Houston. I'm not going to do that. And the reason I wanted to bring this cup game first was number one, chronological order. But number two, I don't like a lot of prop bets from this game. I just don't. Who are you picking for the running back here that's going to be getting all the yardage? Is that Isaiah Pacheco, who's been injured down the backstretch of the year? Is it Kareem Hunt being inserted in? Is Carson Steele going to get some burn here? And what wide receiver are you picking? Hollywood Henderson, now back into the fold, looks like a quality guy. Worthy is quality. You have old man DeAndre Hopkins on one side here. You know Kelsey's going to be over the middle. My least favorite game of the weekend is the first game. And I think Kansas City wins that game by double digits, people. How about that? We're going to keep rolling. It's Moneyline on a Football Friday. SiriusXM Channel 159. I'm Donnie Wrightside. Let's keep it moving, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here. Saturday, NFL Divisional Round football. I don't think we're getting upsets on that day. I don't. And if you watch the pick six earlier from the early line, when we do our combined teaser, where each host has to give a side of a teaser to play, I played Kansas City, -2.5 on that teaser. And Ben Scott Stevens played the Detroit Lions. Also, actually, the Detroit Lions just moved to 9.5 now at FanDuel. 8.5 at a lot of outlets here. Now moved to 9.5. It looks like BetMGM and Bet365 as well. So things on the move again, where it looks like it was dipping a little bit for Washington. But we have in a six-team teaser, which was -2.5 Kansas City, -2.5 and Detroit for some fun there. See if that holds up. But let's get into Washington and Detroit. I love what I've seen out of the Washington Commanders this football season. A year or two ahead of the curve, absolutely. Dan Quinn, sensational job. Going to a downtrodden organization with horrific ownership in the past. New owner in Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, one of those owners as well, really stepping up their game, hiring a quality front office and people to run that football franchise, which includes Dan Quinn as the head coach. Dan Quinn went out and got an innovative offensive coordinator that hasn't really worked out all that well in Cliff Kingsbury, but the perfect storm for Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels then pays them back with a very good rookie season and a playoff victory on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But now you find yourself, after playing last week on Sunday Night Football, on a short work week, to play in a Saturday on another road game here for Washington on a team like Detroit, who is rested, who is ready, who is getting healthy. And you want to talk about, I understand how crazy Buffalo is going to be on Sunday. It's a wonderful atmosphere, but it is an outdoor market. Same thing with the Philadelphia Eagles. They will be absolutely burning that place down and loving life and cheering their Eagles on like I know they will. It's still an outdoor facility. Bringing me back to Washington and Detroit. That's a dome. This team has not seen any success, basically, for its entire existence. They feel that they have, pun intended, a tiger by the tail, not a lion. That crowd will be so loud and so rocking on Saturday night. For a rookie quarterback to get a taste of that is going to be fantastic to watch it play out and see if Jaden Daniels can hang. But we're talking about players coming back on defense, like Arnold at corner, who's not a very good cornerback, but still adds to the depth for me. If you're looking at Anzalone in the middle, the linebacker, coming back last week, looking good, that helps that defense. Aaron Glenn is a good defensive coordinator. This team was a sieve last year. And down the stretch here with all those injuries still, looking like they could be a quality defense. That's going to help. The line in this game, as we said, up to 9.5, which is basically double digits. I'm not anticipating an upset in this one. Total listed at 55.5 at the opening number. It hasn't moved all week, which is so interesting because people will look at that and have an instant reaction. Hey, that's a lot of points. I think it can go over. But more people, you'd think, probably betting on the under because it's 55.5 and the clean ride that you need all the way through to get a game that's close to 60 points. We hear you on that. But let's look at advantages here. Number one, for the first game this weekend, or the only game, I should say, that's in a dome. We are not worried about weather conditions. We're not worried about rain, sleet, snow, whatever have you. It's a clean slate. It's going to be a fast track. We know how good Detroit's offense is with Ben Johnson. We know how good Jared Goff has been down the stretch. Last time we saw them, they were pasting the Minnesota Vikings. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams at wide receiver, Sonic and Knuckles in the backfield, quality tight end, one of the best offensive lines in the league, going up against a defense that, yes, they play hard in Washington, but they can be had. Also, Bobby Wagner, who absolutely, unbelievably, he's like LeBron James. getting up in age, but still being one of the top five linebackers in the NFL is crazy work by him. He's banged up with an ankle. He's going to play. This is a game that is on turf, indoors, and boy, oh boy, they're going to make you cut left and right because Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be coming out of that backfield. Same thing with David Montgomery's miraculous recovery from his knee injury. Looks like he's good to go and off of the injury report, which is amazing in itself. But advantages in this game, we do have some here. And again, at RightsideVP on Twitter, I list these all when I take them. One of the major advantages I see in this game, obviously, is points at 55.5. If we're looking from a touchdown scoring perspective from the quarterbacks themselves, I expect a lot of touchdown passes. Number one, understand this. Both of these teams being ultra aggressive on fourth downs throughout the season. That's their MO. On a fourth and two, fourth and three in the red zone, these two teams go for it, which again, might cost you the overall 55.5 points if they're not converting those fourth downs and you're getting no points out of it, understanding it. But at the same fashion, you're trading 3 points for 7 points. That's a 4 point plus in your side. And also, from a touchdown scoring perspective, if you want to bet an anytime touchdown market, if you want to bet over 1.5 touchdown passes, the more touchdowns you get, the easier to cash it in. So if you're not kicking field goals, chances are that that drive ends in a touchdown certainly increase. I think both of these quarterbacks will have success. You saw Jared Goff go for 231 yards and one touchdown against the Minnesota Vikings. Before that, the 49ers game, 3 touchdowns. The game before that, the Bears, 3 touchdowns. The game before that, the Buffalo Bills, 5 touchdowns. Before that game, the Packers, 3 touchdowns. Before that game, November 28th, the Bears, 2 touchdowns. Didn't throw any against the Colts, but threw for 269. Before that, 4 touchdown passes against the Jags, 2 touchdown passes against the Texans. He's listed at over 2.5 touchdown passes on FanDuel most books here. Now, it is plus money, but the going rate typically, as we know, is 1.5 touchdown passes, which means throwing 2. We're almost booking Jared Goff automatically to throw 2 touchdown passes in this game. So let's flip it over to Jaden Daniels and see what he's been cooking with. Didn't play a full game against the Cowboys, basically exited in what, late first quarter, early second quarter against the Cowboys. Let's remove that game from the equation. Last week on the road in a playoff game against the Buccaneers, 268 and 2 touchdowns. Once again, remove the Cowboys game on January 5th. Go back to the Falcons game December 29th. 3 touchdown passes, 227 in the air. Go to the Philadelphia Eagles game, which was a shootout. 258 yards, 5 touchdown passes. How about the game previously before that on the road against the Saints? 226 and 2 touchdowns. The Titans game, 206 and 3 touchdowns. Before that, the Cowboys game on November 24th, 275 and 2 touchdowns. We are going to get touchdown passes in this game. On Bet365, I bet Detroit and Washington to combine for over 3.5 touchdown passes in that game at -135. Anybody can throw them. Doesn't have to be the quarterbacks. Even if a quarterback gets injured, the backup comes in and throws it. Counts for you as well. Love that bet. This is fun. It's a football Friday. It's Donnie Wright's out on a solo mission. Come on back after these commercial break. We are going to get down to business and keep the train rolling.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Network plays the Bay absolutely all weekend long. Got you covered. The Pro Football Today, boys. Going to be live in studio on Saturday and Sunday. So make sure you're there. Make sure you're getting those hot picks out here. The morning crunches, the best bets, the anytime touchdown scoring markets will be here. 10 a.m. Eastern Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. And let's keep with it here in this Washington-Detroit game. As we said, 9.5. Do we see 10s by tomorrow night? I do think that says the propensity for an easy Detroit victory. And as I said again, when we started off talking about both of these games on Saturdays, I think the upset margins are extremely slim. So if you are handicappers that like teasers, I don't think Kansas City or Detroit are going to be losing their football games and probably winning by at least a field goal or more. So perfect teaser opportunities. Having said that, I don't really bet teasers, but we just do that in the marketplace that a lot of people like those options. And that looks like that's probably going to be a good one. Total this game listed at 55.5 could be a rocket ship, but also advantages for me in this game, because during the week, I like to go through game by game and say, okay, how do defenders line up? How do cornerbacks line up? You know, slot cornerbacks, which guys are they going to be defending? Advantages out of the backfield, tight end position, and wide receivers. So for this game, though, I do think there are some advantages. One of those, which I did bet as well, put the ticket up here a couple days ago. It's a little bit higher today. But at Bet365, I took Austin Eckler to over 22.5 receiving yards at a minus 110 price. Because sometimes you bet into football games where you want to have an opportunity to win this bet all the way through. Hear me out on this. I know a lot of you understand these equations as well, but for the new listener, sometimes it's just simple math and like I call paint by numbers. If you take a running back, right, in a game where you feel that they might lose by double digits, you better get the yards first half and early third quarter because you expect to be throwing for the entirety of the third quarter and fourth quarter to try to get back into that game, not get a lot of carries. We've all been there before. Even when we bet games where we think the one team should have an advantage, and let's just say a running back, like, man, I thought he would get 15 or 16 carries. But you find yourself down 14 points in the third quarter, and like, man, I don't even know if I'm going to get two more carries the rest of the way when I had, let's just say, nine at the break. Happens that way, it does. But if I'm looking at this game where Detroit is going to be full gas, and I expect them to have a good performance, heck, 13 total guys for Detroit, 33.5, 34.5, depending where you're shopping at. So five touchdowns is what we're expecting. So if I look at Washington's offensive game plan, yes, they want to try to slow the game down by getting first downs and certainly being aggressive on fourth downs to get touchdowns as opposed to field goals, because you're not going to beat the Detroit Lions this weekend by kicking field goals. But if you are looking at, let's just say, Brian Robinson Jr. in the backfield, effective player, can he catch passes out of the backfield? He can do that. But primarily their third down back, coming back from injury, now back a few weeks, is Austin Eckler. What if I would have told you in this football game, which is close to a 10-point line, that Detroit has Washington at arm's length the entire way? Up 7 in the first quarter, up 10 by the break, up 13 heading into the fourth quarter. What does that mean for Washington? That means they're going to start to press, and they're going to be in their 3 and 4 wide receiver sets with a running back with the ability to catch the football out of the backfield. Austin Eckler is one of the best to do that. And again, just playing in a game flow, even if the Washington Commanders are winning this football game all the way through. You know, still comes in on third downs there to catch passes if he needs to. It's Austin Eckler. So it's a no-brainer for me that I say, okay, if I think the game script is the Lions win this game and possibly by double digits, at least in that fourth quarter, we're going to be in pass mode, which means that's Austin Eckler territory. So I bet over 22.5 receiving yards for Austin Eckler in this football game, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Because I think no matter the game script, I'm getting four quarters out of my player. Same thing as you look at, and we'll get to Terry McLaurin and Amon-Ra St. Brown in just a moment. Up big late in the game, maybe not getting so many passes here. You better get that in the first three quarters because you don't want to leave the fourth quarter up for grabs. Same thing as we take a look at. Now, I didn't bet this one yet on the yardage props for the two wide receivers that I love in this game. Number one is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Once again, playing into the mold of a 55.5. The leading wide receiver, he's probably going to eat. And also, guys, which I took in the pick six here, which I'm going to finalize probably after the show with a couple touchdown bets across the board. I haven't bet them yet, but I really like Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was listed on FanDuel at a minus 140. Shop around, maybe you get a better price, maybe you don't, but that's where it was this morning. If we are looking at an anticipated, almost automatic two touchdown passes out of Jared Goff based on the odds where he's listed at 2.5 touchdown passes at plus money on both outlets here, Amon-Ra should be able to score a touchdown in this game. I'm comfortable with him. I think Gibbs has a pretty good game, but worried a little bit how Montgomery might eat into some of those statistics here. But there are ways to make money in this Washington-Detroit game. We'll put a cap on this game, and then we'll start to look at the Sunday action. There's a lot of bets and a lot of thoughts. I think you're going to make us some money. I'll be back. It's Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's a shame football season is winding down because it's so exciting and it's a great time of the year and we try to make some money and before you know it'll be baseball season. We'll be pining to get football back in our lives. We've got to enjoy these football Fridays that we spend together to try to get that information out here and see where we can press it down. And shout out to the people out there. I always love when I give out my Twitter X handle, at RightsideVP, and just see the populations there of the notifications saying we got followers. So love the fact that you guys listen. You know, we learn together. We have fun together. We bet together. We win together. We lose together. But just a great little landing spot here on the Sports Grid Network. And I love doing radio. It's such a fun medium to do. know, you can relax. You can actually watch us live here with our restream on Sports Grid On Demand, where you see me sitting in my seat here, but I get to wear the hoodies and hats if I want to, and t-shirts and sweatshirts, as opposed to, you know, being on the air on TV where you got to wear the collared shirt, you got to win the jacket and all that stuff, which I don't mind doing, but radio is such a great medium. And it's such an easy flowing thing where you can bounce the topics. They don't have to stay on pace, and sometimes just have some fun. And Kevin's usually here with me and we have a great time doing that. But we are talking about Washington and Detroit. Just to put a bow on this game, average ticket price for Saturday's game is $855. The reason I bring that up is, as I said, Kansas City is one of the loudest environments you can be in. Philadelphia is one of the wildest environments you can be in. Buffalo is one of the rowdiest environments you will be in. These teams are excited. These teams are in the playoffs. These teams have had home playoff games. That's something Detroit doesn't really get to experience. So the fact that this game is on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, which typically for football, and I'm going to assume the same thing. I know it is a dome, but there probably are big parking lots in Detroit, just like any other football stadium. They are going to be getting lubed up all day long with alcohol and you know what to get themselves fired up. That field is going to be electric inside of Ford Field. Major advantage for Detroit, and I think it plays off it. Now, as I told you, I like Amon-Ra St. Brown as an anytime touchdown market. You could say the same thing about Gibbs, but Gibbs obviously much more expensive. If you said, Donnie, free bet on Gibbs, does he score? Sure, I'm going to tell you he scores. Who's going to tell you no at this point? Because you can get after that Washington defense. From a wide receiver position, I haven't bet the actual yardage just yet, but circled yesterday, the best on the board was Amon-Ra St. Brown at 74.5. And that was listed at FanDuel. And then I believe Fanatics had Terry McLaurin at 65.5 yards. Those numbers probably subject to change overnight. But those are the guys I'm looking forward to and actually betting that I haven't bet yet in that game. But as I said, anytime I put a bet out there, as soon as I fire away, pop that bad boy up on Twitter. We can certainly have some fun with doing that. But that should be an exciting game. And that's Saturday. Upsets I don't think are going to happen in either one of those games, but advantageous spots to bet and win, probably more likely from Washington and Detroit for me, as opposed to Houston and Kansas City. Let's flip it over to Sunday. 3 p.m., you guys know me, I'm a big Eagles fan. Season ticket holder from 03 to 2017, the Super Bowl year was fantastic, but now I work most Sundays, family, wife, kids. Best that I'm just at home at this point, and quite frankly, I'm an old man, so I'm always tired, so the way it is. But I've been to hundreds of Eagles games and playoff games and NFC championship games. There's nothing better than sitting in front of your favorite fan base in your favorite stadium and rooting for your favorite team in the playoffs. Philly will be loud and proud on Sunday, no doubt about it. But this game is going to kick off. And yesterday, we were looking at maybe some weather implications coming to town for the Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. I do live in the Philadelphia area, and it looks like now it's guaranteed to snow during the game. Now, also, during the game could be as much as a few inches. You might say outside, well, that's not much. You're Buffalo, we get feet of snow all the time. Understand this. If it is snowing during the game with accumulations of a few inches, that's going to present difficulties for both offenses and maybe even the pass rush of the defense. We don't know exactly how it plays out. I've watched snow games where nobody can do a damn thing. I've watched snow games that absolutely were electric, and case in point, as we saw the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns a little bit early in the season in Cleveland, where the fourth quarter had like 5 touchdowns total when they couldn't barely move the football in regular conditions to start. Now, would that be an advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles? Absolutely, it should be. Saquon Barkley, that massive offensive line, they've already dominated the Rams in a previous game in the Dome out in Los Angeles earlier on Sunday Night Football. But throw that out. The Rams defense has been playing much better football as of late, no question about it. Basically holding teams outside of the final game of the season where they rested their starters to 10 points or less. The Philadelphia Eagles on the season, the number one overall ranked defense, which includes the number one ranked secondary here. So yes, advantage Eagles as it plays out here. But if we are looking at ways that you can try to attack this game that you think can play out, Jalen Hurts, as we look at him, I took him yesterday at over 37.5 rushing yards. It's the same angles I like to use for the playoffs, as I continuously tell you guys. When you have an athletic quarterback, it's the playoffs. There is no tomorrow if you lose. Those guys are more apt to running than not. Hey, save myself for late in the season. Save myself for a big game. This is the big game here. Certainly is. And when you look at Jalen Hurts' numbers over the past couple weeks, they really support those statistics here. Now, as I bring it up here on my handy-dandy computer, we'll go to statistics, Jalen Hurts, because I just want to give a idea of what the anticipation is going to be, and even include some of the previous games that he did play, and also the Rams game that he played just a few short weeks ago. So if we line up and say, all right, playoff game versus Green Bay, 6 carries for 36 yards, long of 15. The Washington game, which is the game he played previously and got injured in the first quarter, he had 3 carries for 41 yards before they even got out of the first quarter there. The game previously before that, big game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, 15 carries for 45 yards. Against Carolina, 8 carries for 59 yards. Against Baltimore, 9 carries, 29 yards. The Rams game that they played previously, he carried 12 times, guys, for 39 yards. So you might say to yourself, all right, let me just take the actual rushes, because it does make sense. It's one of the few teams in the league that says we're going to do the tush push, which might add 2 or 3 extra carries in a game. Now, also, those 2 or 3 extra carries usually equate to 2 and 3 yards per tush push, because the Eagles are very good at doing that. Touchdown props come into play, but I haven't bet them for Jalen Hurts. But I did bet, as I said, over 37 and a half rushing yards. And also, if we are having elements out there and the pass rush is just a little bit slow, and if you're an athletic quarterback, you can dance around some of those defensive linemen and linebackers trying to come at you and get the extra yards. I love Jalen Hurts in this football game, particularly on the ground, which then you might say, well, Donnie, how about Saquon Barkley in this game? You guys know me. Loved him last week, took over 19 and a half carries, ended up with 25. Was spectacular again. Probably thought he was going to score a touchdown, but didn't. Touchdown environment in this one, Saquon probably will get one. Maybe Jalen Hurts gets one as well. But if we're factoring in the conditions that they might be playing under, I like to take the safe bets on it, because we might get two guys tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, Sunday morning, right at game time, or even the game itself. You always have the ability to bet these games live in game to make those necessary adjustments. The reason I bring this up, hot and heavy for me, the Eagles wide receivers have a major advantage over the defensive backs for the Los Angeles Rams. And I bet these yesterday. Hear me out. Listen to the story, though. A.J. Brown over 68 and a half receiving yards. That was at Bet365. Devonta Smith over 20 and a half as his longest reception, which I hit last week as well. I cashed out of one of those bets, which basically avoided, didn't cost me any money. But at FanDuel, I didn't have the cash out option, so I just bought the opposite price lower. It costed me a little bit of juice. You say, well, Donnie, why would you do that? You said you love those, and you put those out. And I also, this morning, when I woke up and saw the forecast, said, let's be smart about this. We can always jump back in. Cost me a couple dollars just to get out of them. But if we don't have those weather conditions on Sunday afternoon, I'm more than willing to go back in on those. But the last thing you want to do, guys, with your money and the ability now that you can actually buy out of these, or even with Bet365 for most of the time, you can just hit one button and get your cash out option back and not lose anything, which I did. But there's nothing worse than betting saying, boy, I got a perfect lineup matchup. And you get the Sunday afternoon, guys, and it's snowing an inch an hour during that Eagles game, going, I'm stuck with wide receiver props to the over when all everybody's doing is running 2-yard slant passes and running the football up the middle. So I took those out, showed the tickets on Twitter that I bought out of, and if we need to get back in, we will. But that makes me like the Jalen Hurts prop of 37 and a half even more. Let's continue to look at this Philadelphia Eagles and Los Angeles Rams game, and then we'll get to the biggest game of the weekend, Baltimore and Buffalo. It's a Football Friday on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Close out some thoughts here on the Philadelphia Eagles and the Los Angeles Rams. That's a 6.5-point number at FanDuel, 6 everywhere else, and a total 43.5. At just about every outlet here. I like the under, by the way, coming into the week at 44.5. It's dropped a point here. And obviously, you're going to like it even more if there are some snowy conditions that can affect the field play for both of these sides. As I said, I do think it is an advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles in the snow. But if you watched earlier on the early line when we did our pick six, I did have the upset of the weekend on the Rams. You say, well, wait a second. That doesn't make sense. You're telling me the advantage is toward the Eagles. Yes, it is. But I don't think there's going to be an outright upset between Kansas City and Houston. I don't think there's an outright upset between Detroit and Washington. And the game we'll get to in just a few moments, Baltimore-Buffalo, it's -1.5. It's basically a pick 'em. So if you're asking me from the true underdogs, which would be Houston, Washington, or the Rams, the team with the best chance to win that game probably would be the Rams, even though I don't think they're going to win that game. The elements do play into that and whatnot. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I was cornering those two guys for Sunday's game. Now, granted, as I said again, if weather conditions do change, we might be back on a few things there. 68.5 around there for A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, 53.5. But the one guy that might be go either way is Dallas Goedert, the tight end. He's going to be able to get loose against that secondary end or safety or linebacker. Since the injury, he got injured against the Ravens, but he had 3 catches for 35 yards and a touchdown in that game. Probably is going to be destined to get much more. Didn't have a chance to do that. The Giants, who he played after having basically a month off, 5 weeks, 4 catches, 55 yards. 17 was his long, average catch around 14 yards. And that was with a backup quarterback, because the Eagles obviously were sitting their guys. Jalen Hurts had the concussions. They weren't going to play Kenny Pickett in that one. Tanner McKee stepped up. The Packers last week, in a game that we didn't get a lot of passing at all from Jalen Hurts, did throw 2 touchdown passes. One of them was to Dallas Goedert. Also 4 catches for 47 yards last week. So if the weather conditions are a little bit below average, Dallas Goedert was listed at 35.5 yesterday, which I think he's bumped up slightly. That's one guy I might have in my back pocket for this weekend's action for the Eagles. Now, you might be asking, because we started the show off with Houston and Kansas City, I really don't like any props for that game. Looking at the Rams, is it Kyren Williams now that it's snowy? I even looked at Matthew Stafford at 225, because let's just say we don't have, you know, real snowy conditions. He should be able to get that, but then you factor in, like, Puka Nacua is his go-to guy. Cooper Kupp is non-existent now. Higbee's back, and he looks decent, but they don't have a lot of weapons. And again, you're going up against the best secondary in football. So I thought to myself, if the game script is the Philadelphia Eagles win, won't Matthew Stafford just be throwing the football? Just like you saw even last week, Jordan Love didn't have a great performance, but he still threw for over 200 yards trying to come back in that game. So I do think Matthew Stafford is valid for yardage in this game, but I don't want to bet Matthew Stafford today as we sit here talking on a Friday and then have inches of snow on Sunday where you're grounding, you're pounding, you're running clock at that point. You're not looking at, you know, a drive that's going to have 11 plays and 9 of them passing attempts. You see where I'm going with that? But I do think Stafford could be valid depending on the type of weather we get. But that's my thought process for the Rams and the Eagles game. Now, game of the week, save the best for last. It's Buffalo and it's Baltimore. 6:30 p.m. Sunday, if we are checking the weather conditions, like I just said in Philadelphia, 30 degrees there, snow in the forecast, could be heavy at times. Not great for prop betting ahead of time anyway. But the Buffalo Bills game, kickoff temperature, 15 degrees. Maybe a snow shower or two, but not really looking to be all that effective there. Wind speed, not bad either. 5 to 6 miles per hour. But it is going to be crisp, cold conditions for these two teams to get after it. And both of these teams, absolutely built for cold weather. Electric quarterbacks in Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen with their arm, with their legs. And we've talked about Baltimore and the way they can win a Super Bowl. Carbon copy what you saw last week here. 25 pass attempts or less for Lamar Jackson. Effective, accurate, touchdown passes. Boom, you got it. But let him run. 6 carries, 7 carries, 8 carries, 9 carries. Not enough. 10, 11, 12 is what it might take here for that game. Same thing with Josh Allen. 2 guys, the MVP favorites on the season. That won't be decided in this game. It's already been voted on. We just don't know who won. But you want to tell me that both of these guys aren't eyeing this game up saying, if I lead my team to victory, that's a feather in the cap. And also, Baltimore absolutely smoked the Buffalo Bills earlier in the season. Price point opened, Buffalo, -1.5. Today, still the same, -1.5, but towards the Buffalo Bills. Excuse me, towards the Baltimore Ravens, as opposed to the Buffalo Bills, who are the favorite. Total in this game at FanDuel, 52.5 at the opening number, down to 51.5. I think this game also stays under. Like, I got 3. If there's one game to go over, I actually think it might be Washington and Detroit. But I would think Houston, Kansas City, Philadelphia and Los Angeles, Baltimore and Buffalo actually are staying under. You got 2 dominant players in this game at quarterback. James Cook doesn't play a second fiddle to anybody except maybe if you're Derrick Henry. The running game should be there. We know how staunch that running attack is for the Buffalo Bills, but how stauncher, if I can use that word, is that defense for the Baltimore Ravens stopping the run. But there are angles that I do like in this game. And some might say, okay, Donnie, well, what are those angles you like? The one I love, it's Lamar Jackson. And on the pick 6 earlier today, 70-plus rushing yards out of Lamar Jackson is close to a 2-to-1 price. I think that's fun. It's one of those categories we pick out for plus money, and I do think that's an option. But you know what I like even more? Lamar Jackson over 9.5 rushing attempts. Talked about it yesterday, and I'll talk about it again today. That's already been bet. That was at FanDuel. And that was, I think, at a minus 108 price. I think he's still 9.5 at most outlets. But it's one of those clean runs I like to talk about the same way we brought up Austin Eckler. He's going to be the third down back all the way through. If they're getting beat late in the game, he's going to be the first, second, and third down running back for Washington. Extra chances to get catches. When we look at Lamar Jackson at quarterback, he's going to be running in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter, regardless of what the score is. Now, you might say, well, hey, Donnie, what happens if the Buffalo Bills are getting smoked by the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth quarter, and it's 14 or 17 points, and they don't even have to run the football? Well, that probably means he's going to come out and take three knees to end that game, which count in professional sports, in football, as a rushing attempt. Lamar Jackson will have double-digit carries in this game, no doubt about it. There is no tomorrow if they don't win that game. Lamar understands the task at hand. He'll run for double digits. Let's continue with Buffalo and Baltimore after the break. It's Donnie Wrightside on a Football Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network Sirius, XM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's keep with the game of the hour, people. It's Baltimore and Buffalo. Sunday, Orchard Park, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Some other angles that I do like to play in this game. You know, if you are looking at running backs for Buffalo, not all that interested, really. Ty Johnson, James Cook, and I love James Cook, but he's going up against a really good rush defense where maybe it might be more rushing out of Josh Allen. If you're looking at Ty Johnson, maybe a couple receptions could be a possibility. But if we go to the other side, Derrick Henry, I do think, is going to have a good performance. But again, you're not getting discounts. Say, like, hey, we all love Saquon Barkley. You always got to get over 111. You think he gets there? He probably gets there, but I don't love that. Same thing with Derrick Henry now hovering around 100 yards in a playoff game. They're just tough numbers to take, even though I think he's going to get 17-plus carries in the game and probably will get there. Maybe a touchdown price might be more appropriate. But if we are looking also at running backs, Justice Hill for the Baltimore Ravens, his number yesterday receiving was 21.5 yards against Pittsburgh, 4 receptions for 13 yards, so obviously wouldn't have gotten that number. No catches against the Pittsburgh Steelers as they were up late in that game, so no real needs on third downs. He had a big running day for Derrick Henry. Before that, though, the Giants game, which they won 35-14, he had 5 catches for 61 yards. The Eagles game, which they lost, 4 catches for 15 yards. So just dating it and going back a couple weeks there, or should I say about a month, month and a half, those numbers could be there. I didn't bet Justice Hill at 21.5 just yet, so that one's still sitting out there for me at this point. But I do think the Baltimore Ravens are going to pull in against the Buffalo Bills, and I think they beat them. I do think they beat them. Again, just stick to the script that what you got there. If we could just carbon copy those back-to-back games where the Steelers, or where they played the Steelers, Saturday, December 21st, and then Saturday, January 11th, they were fantastic. They ran the football. Lamar Jackson wasn't turning it over. He was making plays with his legs, and I do think that is going to win out. But also, if we're looking at the wide receiver position in this game, I don't like Khalil Shakir all that much. I do think he has some tough matchups with who he's probably going to be lined up, more than likely Marlon Humphrey for a majority of the snaps. But there are advantages in this game, guys, with the Baltimore Ravens tight ends, both of them, Isaiah Likely and also Mark Andrews, both of them with touchdown opportunities. And I missed out on a number yesterday. BetMGM was actually floating a 4-1 price on a touchdown for Isaiah Likely. It's now back down to where it should be in the high 200s. I didn't bet it yesterday. Said, you know what, let me just analyze it a little bit more. Maybe it'll still be there tomorrow. But it was clearly an error that they were hanging a bad number, and I missed out on that. But Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely yesterday, which I know these numbers are inching up, Andrews was 35.5, and so was Isaiah Likely. Both of those numbers were at the Fanatic Sportsbook. Let me just take a look here at some receptions. Reception yardage. Let me see where Andrews is at today across the board. Let's see what we got here. Andrews. Wow. Yeah, they're way up. So sometimes you miss out on waiting. And sometimes it's okay because you want to cross your T's and dot your I's. Mark Andrews at DraftKings, 43.5. FanDuel, 40.5. Fanatics now up to 40.5, which they moved 5 full yards. And Bet365 at 43.5. That's for Mark Andrews, who I really like in this game. Isaiah Likely across the board, 37.5, 36.5, 35.5, depending on where you're shopping. I do think the damage comes in the passing game, no doubt. So which way would you actually attack that, right? Would you just say, let me take Mark Andrews at, let's just call it 40 yards, just to keep an even number there? And say, oh no, Isaiah Likely actually got those yards. But I think if you take both of those tight ends for a touchdown apiece, a chance they both get one, yeah. But if we're looking at that plus 175, plus 185, because I think Andrews was 175 yesterday, and MGM, as I said, had Likely at 4-1, which is no longer there. But let's just call it 175 and 275. One of those guys get home, that's still a pretty good paycheck there because both of those are listed at plus money. But that's going to be a great football game. Looking forward to it. So let's do a quick recap on how we were going over it. And the touchdown props out here in the streets, if I were to take, and let's just say weather conditions are solid for all of these football games, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's a minus 125 at DraftKings on FanDuel, was up to 140 this morning. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, if you took the, again, doing the, I think there's going to be multiple touchdown passes for the Philadelphia Eagles if the weather isn't that bad. A.J. Brown was plus 150 yesterday, and Devontae Smith was plus 210 yesterday, getting some good numbers at different outlets. And then Andrews and Likely here. Sensational stuff, man. Sometimes an hour just isn't enough. Give me a follow at Rightside VP on Twitter. We'll be kicking it all weekend long. The boys will be live in studio on Saturday and Sunday. So make sure you tune in to Pro Football Today. For Chris Behind the Wheels of Steel, your boy Donnie Rightside. We'll see you again on Moneyline.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.